are joined in the media center now with our Pro Stock winner today, Greg Anderson. Greg, this is your second consecutive win after winning Denver last week. Before that, it was a year ago in Denver that you had your last win.
Yeah.
So tell us what it feels like to be back in the winner's circle so quickly.
It feels great. It's been a long time since I've won two races in a row. It seems like forever. And you know, when you have a gap like that, a year in between race wins, it's you start to doubt yourself. You start to wonder if you can still do this stuff, if you can still win. And I've told everybody that's ever asked the question, I'm certainly getting up there in age right now, and I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this. My answer is to them, I'll do it until I can't win anymore. And then you start wondering when you can't win. You don't win for a year at a time, you start wondering, should I be doing this? Should I turn the steering wheel over to somebody else? So, you know, it's just like any major league sport, it's more mind game than anything. Obviously, we've got equipment that's got to be perfect too, but it's, as far as a driver, it's all in the mind. It's all up to your psyche, and you've got to get that right, find a way to get it right, and without a doubt, the older you get, the harder it is to keep that in check, and the harder it is to make sure you're sharp in the mind and you're positive. So this is going to do a lot for me. You know, not only winning last week, but winning 2 weeks in a row. Like I said, it's been a long time since I've done that. And not only has it proved to me that I can still do it, but it tells you you want to still do it and how much fun it is and why you do it. So it's great. It's just fantastic. And Sonoma has always been one of my very favorite tracks on the circuit. I've said that to you guys before. It's just everything about it is great. I love the racetracks that the cars run fast at, where, you know, we're sea level air. It's good air. It's that you as a person feel good out here. You breathe well, and the scenery is beautiful. And you know, all your family and friends want to come out here because it's a great place to come and taste wine and have fun. So it's just been at the top of my list for a lot of years, and I think that's why I've had a lot of success here.
You don't really get to see a whole lot of that scenery in
I actually did because
seconds.
I got here on Tuesday. I've been here since Tuesday, so I have had a couple days. Not going down the racetrack, but in between runs you do, and even when you roll out there between, you know, making the burnout and roll up there and back up at a couple, 3 mile an hour, you look around and you see the big crowd every year. It's a huge crowd, and you see the mountains and the sunshine, and you realize why people want to live out here. Pretty cool place.
Well, after your win in Denver and the win here in Sonoma, you're in position to sweep the Western Swing twice.
How about that? I'm the only one that's got a shot, too. I certainly would have bet the farm on Steve Torrence having a shot at it, but we found out the only person that can beat him is his dad, I guess. It's still a Torrence, I guess, but doing a great job. And somehow, as two races have shaken out, I'm the only guy left standing with a chance to do it, so I'll go into Seattle with a smile on my face and eager to race and see if the cards fall the right way again. I had a lot of luck today, don't get me wrong, and it takes a lot of luck to win one of these events. So, you know, the good Lord was shining on me, and I didn't make the big mistake, and other people did that I raced, and somehow I find my way to the winner's circle. And nobody remembers exactly how it happens. All they remember is who did it, and somehow I found a way to get that wine goblet at the end of the day.
It's got to be a big boost to your self-confidence after the doubting.
It is. It's at least it at least buys me another year's time, I think, in the seat. So I don't know how long it's going to be, but it certainly buys me some time. And you know, we're no different than, I guess, junkies. When you get a little fix like this, you want to keep digging. You want more of it. And winning just breeds smiles on everybody's face and confidence. And it's great for the team. It's great for the driver. It's great for everybody. And that makes you tougher to beat the next event out, no matter what happens.
After the win in Denver, did it feel different getting in the car now that quote-unquote the monkey was off your back?
It did. The biggest difference is every time you could think you had a smile on your face. That's the big difference. Instead of a frown, instead of a headache, because of frowning all day long, you had a smile on your face. So it's just a whole lot better way to race. And as I said, the mind is 90% of this deal. Confidence is a big, big part of it. So I won today because I was happy and I was lucky and I was smiling all day long and I was loving to be here. And you know, the good Lord looked down on me and said, maybe you're the happiest guy here, you should win.
Keep smiling.
I'm going to.
Yes, sir.
When you have three races in a row, Western Swing, is it really that hard on the team? How much different is it?
It's very difficult, and not only because of three in a row, but the three races are so different than each other. They're all completely different racetracks, completely different weather conditions. It's just It's a marathon, but a three different segment marathon. It's like the Tour de France with all the different stages they have. They're completely different stages. And I think that's why it's been so tough for people to sweep the Western Swing, because they're three completely different racetracks. And, you know, some people have strong tracks and weak tracks, and this is the whole gamut here. This is completely, is from top to bottom, the high altitude one to the sea level one to the one in Seattle that can be 95 degrees in the toughest racetrack in the world, to a 60 degree rainy day up there. You never know what you're going to get. So completely different, and that's why it's been so hard for anybody to sweep. And, you know, luckily I was able to do it once in my career, and now I've got another chance. So pretty cool.
How long ago?
What did anybody know what year that was? It's been a lot of years.
Four?
Okay, been a lot of years. But I still remember that day. It finished. That's when this was the third leg of the swing. Mm-hmm. And I remember being on that stage with the broom out there. It was pretty damn cool. And who else has done it? And did Tony Schumacher and Force do it? Did Schumacher do it? Schumacher hasn't done it? Antron did it. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So short list. And for those reasons I just told you, three completely different racetracks.
It's harder to win the Western Swing than the Triple Crown.
There you go.
Statistically.
There you go.
Yep.
Especially for an old nag.
Great.
One quick question.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Your 93 wins. Robert won his 50th win today.
Yep.
Horse is chasing 150. Now that you're within 7 of 100, does that give you momentum to think, you know what, 100 is attainable?
You're damn right it did, and for a while I'd almost given up on that and thought it's still been a great career and a great run, but I'll probably never get there. Now it's back real. It's on the table again, and I'm starting to think about it again, and the confidence just goes a long, long ways. And you know, all the years that I've been out here, and some of the glory years that I've had, the big years that I've had, you have things happen during the day where necessarily people, you know, somehow you got in their head, and I had that happen today. I had two people that would have been great races, and things went wrong, and I got basically a gimme, and that hasn't happened since back basically in those glory years when we were able to, you know, dominate. So something is different has happened since Denver, you know, and we got confidence back, and people see that, and it helped me win today.
Great. Thank you very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you, guys.